Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column in Real Clear Politics, revealing to me something I had no idea of whatsoever. The conduct of Harvard College during the early years after George Floyd, and the ambition of one faculty member who was then the dean of the faculty and would become the president of Harvard College, until and if her resignation following a strange testimony to the U.S. Congress, which was the first time I ever knew to pay attention. Peter, a very good evening to you. Her name is Claudine Gay. I remember after the congressional testimony, there was a lot of detail about rising quickly through Harvard until she was named president of the college. I didn't know about her letter that you reproduce in your column when she was dean of the faculty. This is in response, I guess, in the atmosphere of the pandemic, the turmoil, one turmoil leading to the looting of stores in New York that I walked through one night after my radio show, and the general understanding of what becomes Black Lives Matter across the nation. Claudine Gay writes a letter to the faculty about ethnicity, indigeneity, and migration. Help me understand this letter, because it doesn't read to be thoughtful or scholarly or consultative. It reads like a dictation to the faculty, who are treated as if they were both guilty and innocent at the same time. Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. Yes, this memo is a manifesto, and you're exactly right. The faculty is both innocent and guilty. In what sense is it guilty? Well, according to Claudine Gay, Harvard University remains a bastion of racism and inequality. In that sense, they're guilty. But they're innocent in the sense that they now have the opportunity to institute profound institutional change at Harvard. Why? Because the George Floyd protests and riots of the summer of 2020 have revealed to one and all the United States that the United States suffers from systemic racism, structural inequality, white supremacy. And with our consciousness having been raised by these protests, which include massive amount of violence, Harvard can do the right thing, reorient itself around the newly revealed truth of systemic racism. Harvard can change itself to focus on the study of systemic racism and thereby help the United States fundamentally transform itself.
This fall, writes the dean of the faculty, Ms. Gay, we will reactivate the cluster hire in ethnicity, indigeneity, and migration with the goal of making four new faculty appointments. What? I don't understand this language. This is scholarship. This is Harvard College. This is everybody's. These are all esteemed members of whatever discipline they're practicing. This letter is addressed to employees on the factory floor, for heaven's sakes, Peter.
Yes, and she goes on to say the justification for all these new hires is in order to accelerate our progress. What is the transformation of Harvard into a university that's devoted to the fight against systemic racism? Now, two observations there. systemic racism is a intensely controversial notion, or it should be a controversial notion, although apparently it was an article of faith of Harvard University. Second, what Dean Gay shows in these cluster hires and her ambition to transform the university is that she apparently embraces the old Marxist doctrine that up until now, the philosophers have only tried to understand the world. But the point is to change the world. In other words, Harvard should not be an institution that's devoted to understanding our issues. First of all, questioning whether systemic racism represents a true account of the United States, attempting to refine the public discourse. No, from her point of view, the job of Harvard University is to lock arms with the protesters and advance their political goals, which, again, is fundamental transformation of the United States. So, yes, her hires are about institutional transformation and national transformation.
This is like a time machine back to 2020 when the whole nation was confused and locked at home and not consulting and online. It was a strange time that I remember walking the streets of New York every morning as I walked to work. I was by myself, Manhattan, Madison Avenue. So there was extraordinary circumstances for all of this. I understand that. And the Black Lives Matter, which later demonstrated what you'd say amateurish approach to financing, was very dominant voice at the time all across the nation. It's disappeared now. It's gone. I don't even see the signs anywhere at the houses that were declaring themselves virtue zones or whatever they called it. Not only is it gone, but it's been repudiated by people who once upon a time said, well, this is necessary. All those confessions that faculty members had to write. So, Peter, I want to push past Black Lives Matter. What is it about scholarship today that makes these men and women who are esteemed scholars in the world so vulnerable to this sort of manipulation? Is it something in being a faculty member? Is it just Harvard College? Is it everywhere?
Well, it's not only Harvard College, it's many other colleges. But one of the reasons it's many other colleges is because Harvard University sets the tone for other colleges. It produces the graduate students, along with other elite universities, who fan out to the other universities throughout the country. In the same way that a New York Times headline is read by editors and local newspapers around the country. In any case, for many decades now, scholarship, especially in the humanities and the social sciences, has been bound up with the idea there's the obligation of the professor to improve society by making it more progressive. Now, this is not there's no document that you signed that says that, although in recent times there are DEI statements and local land statements that people sign. But in general, it's simply... a common assumption, one of the norms of the academy, that professors are on the side of the progressive point of view, and it's their job to ensure that students subscribe to these opinions and advance these opinions. So it's extreme, but consistent with the general trend of the university that in the summer of 2020, a dean of Harvard College would think that it's the job of Harvard University to help take the lead in a social movement that purports to expose systemic racism in the United States.
The puzzle is, for me, that you hire people on the basis of their achievements in life, not on the basis of what you claim is a trendy category, indigeneity. That's like, or give me five indigeneities and three migrations. It's indifferent to their achievement. It humiliates them to be hired in such a fashion. Oh, I'm an indigeneity hire. And there were voices who raised that, Peter. And I believe they were punished by some universities. Is that my memory?
I think that's right. Also, we have to appreciate the new sensibility that that became entrenched at the universities. And that is... not all intellects are equal. intellects that belong to people who belong to marginalized groups, to groups historically discriminated against minorities. These people, it's said, as victims, have a greater insight into the structure of society and its fundamental equalities than people who do not belong to marginalized groups. Of course, this is just a vulgarization of Marx's view that the proletariat was the universal class and contained the truth about society. So, so from their point of view, to look for indigenous people and people who study indigeneity is not to disregard a knowledge, but to look to those people who have special social and political insight.
Is this gone, Peter? Are we looking at a past that we're now embarrassed by, but it's no longer in place? We have a minute.
It is certainly not gone. In fact, that sensibility is deeply entrenched at the university. Many of these folks have tenure. They'll be there for a long time. It will require an enduring and persistent a determined effort to restore the university to a focus on understanding as opposed to a focus on social change.
And the embarrassment for Harvard College now, they'll get over it, right? That was then, this is now, and they move on. Is that how it feels at Harvard?
I can't really tell you how it feels at Harvard throughout the faculty and the administration, but my guess is from how Harvard has conducted itself, they still to some extent believe that they can weather this storm and stick to their old ways.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution writing his column at Real Clear Politics about a time and a place that existed, although it's hard to remember.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.